Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Welcome to Max and Polly, or Connect with Max and Polly. I'm Polly, and Max is here with me. Sorry, I was out in the ethers there, just listening. But anyhow, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. This is we'd like to take this hour and definitely take questions and share intuitive answers. But we also really like to take this hour and talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on in the news, how it can affect us both positively and negatively. And I think one of the things that's really important to both Max and I is that we help people not react. Or if you're going to react in a positive way. Because everything that's happening, it can be looked at in a point of view where you see the light in it. You can see the positive in it. Because there's a lot of light, there's a lot of positive stuff going on. And so that's what we like to talk about, the focus on the beautiful things in our life right now. So I'm Polly Wyrum. My website and business is gatewaystopeace.com, and I'm an intuitive and a life coach and a writer. And I have my wonderful friend here, Max. Max, what's your
name? Good morning, Polly. How are you?
You were.
I am too. It's you know, they say it never rains in Southern California. The girls always warn you, but listen, it is raining cats and dogs here, and I'm just putting out my vibration of holding the peace and that the earth holds still a little bit, because there's already been some mudslides already going on because of all the fires that we've had and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're holding the vibration that sustains and everyone's safe. So I just wanted to say that. But, you know, we need that at the same time, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because we need rain also. Rain is really important. So it's just part of the flow of nature. So I just wanted to say that right off the bat. And so it's a wonderful day. If you don't know me, my name is Max Ryan. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a transformational mentor. I am the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com, where I help you to cross the bridge of fear into your peace, into your flow, and into your joy. And we love doing that here, Polly and I. And Polly and I have known each other for quite a while now. So we are on the same page that it is all about connecting back with your peace. That's never gone. It's never anywhere else other than right here, right now. So it's wonderful to have another incredible show with Polly. It's good to have Polly. I wanted to bring up, Polly's been through an adventure this week. Right, Polly?
I have. And you know what, before I talk about the adventure, is how it feels so good, because, you know, like Max said, we have known each other for a while, and we're so, you know, we recognize each other's voices and the jokes and everything. And so, like, right now, hearing Max's voice and talking, it's like, it's really nice and comforting, because it's kind of like this normal thing in my life that I can grab hold of. And so I think that's something important for people to think about when they go through things that are kind of unsettling. Finding the norm, finding something normal that you can grab hold of, and it anchors you down. And so right now, as funny as it sounds, you know, this little radio show and listening to Max, that's a norm for me. So thank you, Max.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
So, you know, last week, and there's never any coincidences, as you know. So last week, I just threw out the question, because I just think it's fun to get people to think and for me to think. I said, I asked, like, how come some, you know, we don't know when there's going to be something quote unquote bad, when we, you know, we don't know that that's going to happen. So that was Thursday morning, right? And I just threw it out there because it was like on my mind. And then Friday morning, lo and behold, about 24 hours later, literally, the big earthquake hit. And I just think, you know what? There is no coincidences. Like, you know, my radar was going off, but, you know, your response to it was, you don't need to know.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. When something's going to happen sometimes. And literally, I didn't know. But I just thought, I don't know if you thought about that at all this week, but it just dawned on me. There was something there.
For sure. Because, you know, and then, I mean, you know, Polly's amazing. And one of the things I would say about Polly, besides being a, you know, great writer, teacher, person, is that she's really one of the people that I have come to know that's really great at prophecy. You're really amazing at, like, I wonder why this is happening. And all of a sudden the next day it's like, boom. It's right there. And
yeah.
So everyone's got their gifts in different ways, and that's not like such a gift for me. So I'm always really fascinated with you. You'll just mention something. I'll be like, hey, why is this? And then the next day it'll happen or something. So prophecy is definitely one of the things that you're strong at. And I did think about that. And I thought about my answer was, because basically we don't know about those things because, you know what, the universe, God, spirit, grace doesn't want to engender fear, because as soon as, you know, it's not about fear, it doesn't know fear. And it's because if you knew, oh my God, we're going to have a huge earthquake tomorrow morning, you're going to just walk around in fear. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Well, I get on a plane, but yes, yeah. I would have been on a plane after.
Right. Exactly. So that's why it's kind of like it comes through in little dribbles and drabbles, like you'd ask that question and it wasn't so specific. So you kind of knew, but you didn't really know.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, it's and you're absolutely right. Like that is one of the ways, you know, we all have the way our minds work or the way we pick up messages. And that is definitely one of the things that I have. And thank you for saying that. Like, I will say something, and it'll be the weirdest thing, or I'll get these flashes, and bam. But the beautiful thing that came out of this, and I wrote my blog about it, which should be posted later on today, is because I ran out, it happened in the shower. And so several things happened that were miraculous, but I was in the shower, and our 12-year-old was outside in our living room with the dogs. And so I just like bolted out of the shower. I didn't call you like right after it happened, but I bolted out of the shower with just like the water running and conditioner in my hair. And we're in Alaska, so it's cold outside. And I just had like a towel wrapped around me, and it's dark and we lost our power. So, but before the power went out, I was like running through the house and just saw the flipping, like everything just going down, like literally going down. So I run out with Finn and the dogs, and then I hug him and I'm like, you know, I took a deep breath and I was like, you know, remember that we're always protected. We're always protected. And then later that day, while I'm picking stuff up, I'm thinking, you know, what does this protection mean? Like, that's what I tell people. I tell myself, I tell my family, I tell my clients, we are always protected, and it's what I believe. But I had to dig a little bit deeper on that, because listen, things happen, right?
Yeah.
We are always protected, but I had to really make sense of what that statement meant to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what my blog is about.
I'm going to share a little bit, because I'm really interested in that. Can you just share a little bit about the going deeper? Because that's the work that I'm interested in. So tell me a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit.
So here's the thing. It's like, we can always say we're always protected, like if we're driving, or maybe, you know, like when people get in these accidents and miraculously they walk away. And I, you know, I comment on this, that because they're protected, or maybe they're here for, you know, for their mission in life, right? Or it could be both. But the real protection that we have was that moment with it. I'm hugging my son out there in the snow, and I'm saying we're always protected. That moment, that love, that connection is always protected. So our protection goes much farther than just in this life, right? Because this life we experience.
Yes.
Absolutely. Our human selves experience so much, some good, some bad, if you want to label it bad. But really where we are always protected is our soul, the depth of our soul, the love, the connections that we make, the connections that we have, and our experiences of love. That is always protected. That is what it's so much deeper than staying out of harm's way, right? Like, I do believe we are protected out of harm's way many times, and I gave an example of that in my blog. But the protection is the connection, the love, our awareness, that is always protected.
That's a beautiful distinction. I love that because it's like, because we are so myopic in our view with our egoic mind that we think this is it. It's just this body and this woman named Polly and this child. But it's all so much bigger that the protection, I love that. It's so beautiful. The protection is that, you know, it's like, it's interesting because this morning on Periscope, I was doing a little bit of a lesson from A Course in Miracles saying, I am entitled to miracles. And what it said was, you're entitled to miracles because of who you are, and who you really are is spirit. You are much vaster and bigger than just your body and just an earthquake. You know what I mean? And
for
so
sure.
That's really beautiful. I love that. Love that.
Well, okay. And then the funny thing is, like when I went in to take my shower that day, there was somebody had left a glass bottle of vinegar. I'd seen it like for 4 days in there. And I'm like, why the hell is there a glass bottle of vinegar in our shower? And they put it on their hair. It happens to be the college student that is now out of state, but puts it on the hair and makes it all shiny or whatever. And so every time I'd get in the shower, I'm like, I got to take that out of here. Well, I took note that day, but it was still in there. But the funny thing is, so I ran out of the earthquake or of the house. I still had the conditioner on my hair. I came back. We still had no power, but I had the water was still running because I didn't have time to turn the water off. And so I got in the shower, rinsed the conditioner out of my hair, turned off the water. And then later that day, because we're in Alaska, it was dark, as the sun came up, and I also had a flashlight, I looked in the shower, and that vinegar bottle was just shattered all over the floor. I had been able to walk in there, rinse the conditioner out of my hair, and did not cut my feet. And I'm telling you, it was like all over.
Wow.
And so that was another form of protection.
Yeah. Interesting. And then we could go far into that it was like spirit was like tapping on like, here's the bottle, move the bottle. And you're like, well, whatever.
But it all served its purpose. I mean, everything here served
totally.
Its purpose.
That's right.
And I really, the other thing about this is I really do believe, because it wasn't just Alaska that had earthquakes. We had, there's been a lot of earthquakes around the world in the last week. And here's the thing, and then we're talking about mudslides. The thing that's happening is we really are, there's a whole bunch of different energy that's being released.
Yeah.
And one of the things about it that I really believe, we are able to manifest faster now than ever before. I mean, our abilities to manifest, our abilities to live life in love, better and stronger than ever before.
Right. And the opposite.
Yes.
We're able to manifest just as much faster, as much as miracles. And we can go into this intensely, but, you know, because I really believe that, you know, it is a time of incredible shifting. I mean, such incredible shifting. And so we can manifest, you know, disaster just as much as we can manifest miracles so easily. And I think the people are seeing that, and that energy is coming through on 50 million different levels, 50 million different levels.
Yes.
I love that. I love that.
It really is. I mean, yeah.
That's why right now is such the time for everybody to understand how their energy works and how their mind is working and what they're doing with their mind. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, I think there's so many, there's so many different levels of this. So one of the things that I really, you know, like when I first started being able to channel messages and getting, you know, doing the stuff that I do now, One of the first things that happened to me is I started to see the different things that globally would happen in, on Earth, global, these changes. Mm-hmm. And it's not like right now, but it's like the shift that happens. And it's really interesting to me because some of the stuff, and I'm not going to go into it right now, but some of the stuff that I've seen is really happening. Like there's a lot more mm-hmm. stuff that shifts that will happen, but it's all like, I really believe this is all, it's all meant to be. Because it's taking us to the place or to the awareness of our ability to connect with a higher power, like connect without any doubt.
Amen. Amen. Amen, sister. All right. So we've been chatting for a long time now. So I think we should go for to the callers. What do you think?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We've got some people. Let me just say this, everybody, because I'm on the switchboard. We've got a few callers here. Thank you so much for your patience. But if you would like to get in the queue, the number here to call in is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. Okay? So we're going to go to our first caller right now. I'm pretty sure I know who this is, but we're going to talk to her anyway. We're going to go to 256-473. Hello.
Hi, Max. Hi, Polly. How are y'all?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Kim. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice as well.
Good. What do you think about all of this changes and all of these earthquakes and everything that's going on in the world?
Well, I think it's just Mother Earth talking to us about mm-hmm. changing in consciousness. That's what
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mass consciousness, yeah. Collective consciousness. That's what I think about it. And then how we respond to it.
Mm-hmm. How you respond. That's everything. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Great. So, Kimberly, how can we help you today? What's on your mind?
Well, since the last time I talked to you, I've made some wonderful transformation and just some insight from spirit, like on just going forward the next month, like on my path as I'm attracting mm-hmm. things into my attracting things into my path.
And like what kind of things are you attracting onto your path, Kimberly?
I'm attracting a new job because I've just been understanding what attraction is for the last month because I haven't been on that path. But I've been looking for 6 months, but for the last month, I've been understanding vibration and staying on the side of love and how
mm-hmm.
to attract and appreciation and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Good. Congratulations. That's great. And it's all about educating yourself and opening your mind and expanding yourself, right, Kimberly?
Yes.
Very good. Awesome. Congratulations. I love that. I love reports when people are taking the work and they're applying it in their life because, the work only works if we work it, right? And when we have a curiosity enough, or when we're at a place in our life where, we just can't take it anymore and something's got to change, sometimes that's what drives people to the work that we do when you finally just go, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to change. And then you start to attract all the support and all the things that you need for your path. So good for you. Polly, do you want to say anything to Kimberly?
Hey, Kimberly, I just wanted to say one thing, like be really clear about what you're looking for, what type of job you're looking for. So write it down so that you're really clear. And also write down what the way you want to feel, like how do you want to feel when you're working? And the other thing that I'm getting is I think sometimes you're still imagining like work has to be kind of heavy. Because literally that's what they're showing me is like you sitting down and being onto like a heavy brick thing. So instead of, I would like lighten your load a little bit. Like imagine that work can be something that's fun. Like it doesn't have to be something that's scary. It doesn't have to be something where you're like, how is this going to fit into my life? I want you to imagine that this is going to be like fit easily into your life. You can still do everything you want to do. It's fun. It's invigorating. You enjoy the challenges, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Yes.
With a lighter, like an approach where you're like, hey, I'm looking forward to this. It's not heavy at all. This is like an enjoyable prospect.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I just randomly pulled a card for you, which I usually do to get me some clarity. And I pulled the Seven of Rods inverted for you, Kimberly. And that usually kind of will suggest that there's some anxiety around this, some of this issue. So, and maybe a little confusion. And so what Polly just said is right. Just, you know, get clear about what really, this is what I always say to my private students, is I always say, you say something like, if I had it my way, it would be like this. It would be like this. Like this morning we were talking about, I'm entitled to miracles. So just if you have it your way, what exactly would it be? Don't be confused. Just be really clear about it and stand in that vibration. Okay, Kimberly?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, great. Awesome. Very good. Well, it's great to hear your voice, Kimberly.
Same here.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's so important that we get clear and that we, you know, it's kind of like I wanted to say this earlier, Polly, when you were saying about responding, you know, there's such a difference between reacting and responding, right? So the reacting part is so guttural. I mean, it's so, you know, like guttural and it's so animalistic. Mm-hmm. But if we can start to get more responding and responding to the still small voice, responding to that and listening and stopping, that's when the flow starts happening. You just kind of stop a little bit. Just stop a little bit and get clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally. And I think, you know, speaking for myself, it's really easy to be like, okay, I want something in my life, but then part, or like maybe I feel like I should have something in my life, but it's like, you know, how is that going to fit in? And to make it, I'll just be clear, you know, one of the things I struggle with is how busy I want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I love doing what I do. But I also, as you know, I really enjoy like not being like super scattered.
Right.
Like I like to have things pretty, I like to have some downtime in my life. And so but I love doing what I do. And so I struggle with how busy do I want to be? And that's something for years I've been like, it honestly, like sometimes I get like, ooh, do I want to even advertise on stuff? Because I'm like, you know, and that's similar to how a lot of people feel like, you know, you want something, but then you have to think, well, do I really want something, right?
Right, exactly. And it's really interesting because your soul already knows what it wants. Your mind doesn't always know what it wants, and it'll pull you, and the ego will pull you in different directions. And it's interesting, last night with my immersion group, we watched my favorite movie, and we broke it down, Under the Tuscan Sun, which is a great movie about attraction, about flow, and all this stuff. And one of the things that, you know, I reminded all of them, because that character, she goes through a lot of doubt. She doesn't really, sometimes she doesn't know what she wants. She doesn't really know, and things always, they end up working out so perfectly for her in so many ways, not exactly the way she thinks it is. But the thing that I thought was so important in that film is that even though she's scared and even though she doubts and even though she's got these situations that happen in her life, she has an underlying trust. There's a trust in herself. There's some kind of something. And if you haven't developed that underlying little trust thing, it's really hard to go through hard times or challenges and still be clear, you know? And so I think it's really important that even though clarity is important in some way, it's not everything. The trust that everything is working out is more important.
Yeah. Trust or faith is probably our greatest gift.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
I totally agree.
You know, you can do it. Doesn't matter what happens, you know you'll be okay. And
exactly.
That is a gift. And if on an individual level, like, you know, on, you know, whoever is listening, if each of us can help others grow their trust, grow their faith in life, that's one of the best gifts we can share with people.
I agree. I totally agree. Totally. Okay, should we take another caller?
For sure.
For sure. Okay, let's go to, I just have to look at my list. Thank you so much, everyone, for calling in. I just have to go to the list to make sure that I'm going in the order, because we thank you so much, everyone, first of all, for calling in, because we've had last week and this week we have a lot of callers, and sometimes I got to look at the numbers of who's in line, who's in the line. So let's go to area code 413-579. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Alexandria.
Hi, Alexandra or Alexandria?
Yeah, Alexandria. Like the city in Egypt.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. We're great.
I
good.
Love
Polly,
your
you
name,
want to say hi?
By the way. That's
yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's a beautiful name.
I love it.
Thank you. It was a name passed down from my great-grandmother. And my aunt had it. She never had kids, so she passed it down to me. It's kind of like a generational thing.
Sounds
beautiful.
Sweet. Nice.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
I love it.
Thank you.
So how can we help you today, or do you want us to just start picking up some energy for you and seeing what we're getting?
Well, I guess would like some career advice. I have been an aspiring teacher the last couple of years. I have a learning disability, unfortunately, that doesn't allow me to do so well on tests. I'm currently working on a waiver as a special education teacher, and I love it, and I know this is where I belong. However, anxiety is taking this darn test, and I have almost my doctoral degree, and I can't take tests. So it sucks that a test is kind of like putting you into the teacher position or not. And I need to pass this test so I can stay in my job. So I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
You're
going
to
pass
jump.
The test.
Yeah. Go ahead, Polly. Go ahead, Polly. Go.
I just want to say that. You're going to pass the test, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I agree.
I've taken this test 9 times.
I know. Yeah. You're going to pass the test. You got it.
You're going to pass the test, too. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm, for sure.
I'm supposed to take it on
and I want you to
and
take a breath with me. Let's all three take a breath together. Everyone take a breath. Good. Come back to your true self. One of the things I work with a lot of people with anxiety and a lot of different issues, and just that developing that place to come back to yourself in a moment instead of going into that place can do wonders. And I do want to remind you of the lesson in A Course in Miracles that I read today, and I will actually refer you to go watch my Periscope that I did this morning, and that
mm-hmm.
lesson is, I am entitled to miracles. You are entitled to miracles, Alexandria, because of what you are. You will receive miracles because of what God is, and you will offer miracles because you are one with God. It is very simple. It's merely the statement of your true identity. So be in touch with that miracle part of you. That part is sitting right here as I speak to you. That part, anything can happen, Alexandria. Anything can happen. And if you connect mm-hmm. with that part and the freedom within that and allowing it, that's going to change your whole life. It's going to change your whole life.
I hope so.
Alexander,
I can't have this job.
Do you write? Do you journal? Are you writing a book yet?
I'm writing a book right now. I'm writing my dissertation.
Okay. I'm literally
a couple months away from finishing my doctoral degree.
Okay. So here's what I'm picking up is if you do some so. awesome on your dissertation, but I also feel like doing some type of writing that's a little bit from the heart. So it's a little bit more mm-hmm. flowing and a little bit like where you're really talking about how you feel, this experience of taking the test, but also your passion for the work you want to do, and kind mm-hmm. of connect to how this experience of you struggling to pass this test, even though you know that you have so much to give and so much to offer, part of this experience of not passing the test is how you're going to help other people. And I feel like if you start writing with a little bit more like with your, being really honest and don't imagine that you're sharing with anybody, but you might one day start really mm-hmm. Writing how you're feeling and how this is affecting you, because it's going to release some of that energy that you're just kind of holding in there. Because I want mm-hmm. you to put it out on, you write beautifully. I want you to put it out on paper and just let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
I guess in a way it's kind of good that I'm going through this, because I understand what my kids go through. I teach kids who are intellectually disabled or they have autism, and
yeah.
having this experience, I think having a teacher that has a learning disability like I do, I have ADHD,
yeah.
and I'm more than likely I have dyslexia as well, self-diagnosed because of the nature of my job. I think it helps the students. Because I am able to modify and accommodate and make correlations that other teachers may not be able to, which is why it's not that I need to stay in this job for this money. I need to stay in this job to help these kids. And
Perfect.
My dissertation is on, the perceptions of professors and administrators towards students who have ADHD in higher education. So that's what I'm researching and trying to write my dissertation on.
You'll
Beautiful.
Do it.
You'll do it. You'll do
one
it.
Other,
Can I just
one other
go
thing?
Ahead.
Sorry, and then I'm done.
Okay.
Instead of saying that you have a learning disability, listen, I have one child with dyslexia, another one that has anxiety and definitely test anxiety. Instead of saying you have a learning disability, you, Alexandra, you are given these gifts to help other people. And
right.
So it's not so much a learning disability. You learn, you experience the world and take in the information a little bit different. It's not a disability.
That's right.
It's true.
Because
I guess, but it's
you are able
way.
To
sometimes
help other
you wish
people.
You were, sometimes you wish it was easier, because then I watch everybody take these tests and pass them, and I'm 2 points
right.
away every time.
Right. You know
yeah.
what? Here's the deal, Alexandria. I want to say the one thing is that when you first came on, you were like, oh, my God, I love the teaching, and you were in the joy, and you were in the flow, and then you went right to, and I have a learning disability, and then your energy went, stay
uh-huh.
with the flow of the joy. That's the gift you have. Anything that you have, and I'm just going to give you a little clue here of when we're working mm-hmm. and you're working with yourself, is anything that you say that comes after but, well, that's great, but, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, everything after but is your ego trying to make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that awareness for you is huge. So every time that you go, yes, I learn this way and I love my kids, but, and then feel your vibration, because your vibration is going to go into the toilet. And that's what the ego mind does, Alexandria. Everybody has it. So allow yourself to be part of the first part of the joy and being with the kids, see their light. I worked with kids, so I know. The light in their eyes, the incredible, it's even challenging, but that challenging is fun. And stay with that vibration as much as you can. Just stay in that vibration 25% more than you do now, and you're gonna be able to start to shift your anxiety and then your labels about yourself and all of that stuff. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Important.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. And remember, you're entitled to miracles.
Yes, I'm entitled to this miracle to pass this test so I can have my job next year.
Yes. For sure.
That's what I'm
and I pulled one card for you. It was the Five of Rods, let me just tell you. And that's about stress and competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's really telling you the only thing you don't have to compete. Let go of the competing thing. Just change it to, I'm just expanding. And your form might not come in the way you think it is, but the form will be better. It'll be better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And as Polly was saying, when I cut her off, make sure that you keep in touch with us. Go ahead, Polly. Sorry.
Yeah, we want to know. So let us know when you pass.
For sure.
Okay.
Make sure you share the good news.
I'm taking the test the 18th, and I just got the okay from my boss to take that day off. So I should know probably January, I'm hoping. If not, if I don't pass it again, I have to keep on taking it. And I have to pass it by, I want to say, May 1st in order for me to have my license because I'm on a waiver. And if I don't, then I get a letter that says that I can't have the job or the job's not mine next year and I have to reapply to it. So,
well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to just start acting like you already got it.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
It. Just start acting like you already have it and that you've already passed it. Just be that woman now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't be the woman that's like, oh, my God, what if I get it? If I don't get it, oh, my God. Don't be that woman. You're giving all your power away, Alexandra. Just already have it.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, wait, whoops. All right. Yeah, so interesting. That's so much about what our mind is doing, right, Polly?
It is. And it's like, you know, before we came on live, Max and I were talking quickly about the earthquake, and I was talking about the aftershocks, and Max brought up that's like somebody with PTSD. And it really is. And I was like, that's an amazing observation because I hadn't thought about that. And it's the same with, you know, with somebody that has some anxieties. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's so you know, you get knotted up when, you know, where your brain just freezes when you have to go in and do something if you feel like it's not going to go well.
Uh-huh.
And so learning how to just, like, breathe and just kind of, you know, the old saying, go with the flow. That's the ticket, but it's not easy for some people.
But it can be really easy once you do what I always say. It can be easy if you do the work, and that's just part of it. You know, it's like, you know, when we discipline ourselves just a little bit, it starts to work. You know, it just starts to work.
Yeah.
And there's so much, you know, there's us out there helping people. There's lots of different ways to reach out to help to train your mind in that way. And then life becomes the joy. It becomes a real adventure for sure. I want to remind people to call in. Let me just say this really quick. Call in at 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. Go ahead, Polly.
The interesting thing to me about it is after you start, you know, thinking this way, and eventually you don't even have to, that's just how you are. You're just living that life. Your life is a lot easier. It just is because you don't connect. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, if we think of law of attraction, if somebody, you know, for example, a client I was working with the other day who's a phenomenal manifester. So if she has like puts on the suit of, you know, feeling angry that day, she's going to connect to that all day long. Right. But if you start living your life with a little bit more ease, what do you attract? You attract ease. You do, and the things that trip you up, they're not even there. You don't even recognize them. You don't even see them.
You don't see it. You don't have the eyes to see that anymore. That's not where your vibration is. That's not what you look at. And it's really, 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 you're right. It's you don't even, or if you see it in a whole different way. You're just like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. We're moving on from there. So. Good. Let's go to our next caller. And I do want to say really quickly, I'm not sure what happened, but between Alexander, we had like 12 callers and now there's one. So I don't know if we had a dropout, or you can all call back in if you would like to. It's 516-531-9809. I'm not sure. I just looked at the switchboard and I was like, wait, we had 12 and now there's one person in line. So call back in, but we're going to take this next caller. This next caller is calling in from 336-234. 336-234.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I need help.
What's your name?
My name's Kathleen, and I'm
Hi,
calling
Kathleen.
From North Carolina.
Hi, Kathleen from North Carolina. Take a breath with me for just a moment. Let's all take a breath. Want to say really quickly?
Told me you wants a divorce last night.
Okay, you're protected. I want to say really quickly, you're protected. Just want to put that out there because that's a message that Polly was getting earlier. Okay, I just want to say you're protected.
Thank you so much. And thank you for answering me.
I needed
to talk to someone today.
I'm glad that you were the. Listen, it's perfect because all those people dropped off the line, and you were the one sitting here, so it's perfect.
I've been praying that I'd get through.
You'll get through. You're going to get through. You're
going to
get through. Polly, are you picking up anything for Kathleen?
So, Kathleen, are you sitting down right now, feet on the ground?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just take a nice big breath in. And release. And I want you to just welcome in all the love that's all around you from all the people that have come before you. Know that you're guided and protected.
I'm all alone.
But you know what?
Huh?
You're not really all. I know it feels like you're all alone, but you do have unseen people. But here's something that's really important to recognize: is sometimes people go through things like what you're going through, and it's scary. So you need to have a number. I'm sure that there's a crisis hotline number for you in the area that you live in, and I think it's important for you to write that down. So that if you ever feel like you just need to talk to somebody, you can call them. And I'm not sure what that number is. I can Google it before we hang up. But I think it's important for you to know that. But then the next step is to know that you can get through this, because people go through this every day. I know you're going through it, and so it's very difficult, but you can get through this.
Yeah. And when you're in it, it's hard because we've all gone through it. We've all gone through things that are intense. I'm not trying to diminish what you're going through, but you definitely have support for sure.
My loved ones that passed are with me.
Oh yeah,
yep.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Thank you.
I want to say this: you have first of all, you have Polly and I in this moment. We're all here together, right?
Thank you.
Sure. It's all good.
Where are you calling from, Kathy?
North Carolina.
What city?
It's a little town, Samora. Hello?
I want to just say something. That's okay. So Kathleen, I did pull a card for you, and it's a great card. It's the Knight of Cups, and the Knight of Cups is always it comes as a really important, beautiful message for you. So just have the faith that there is something coming for you, and there's definitely this card comes, and if you saw the card, it's really beautiful. It's a man with flowers, but it's not necessarily a man in your case. It's just that a message of hope is definitely there for you. So stick with it. Stick with it. Stay with it. You know, I don't know what kind of prayer you do or what kind of spiritual practice you do. What do you do?
I pray to Jesus and I read the Bible. I've been doing it really intensely. Should I embrace this divorce or should I? I'm not sure. I think I want to leave, but
Well, you listen, you know, at this moment right now, this is what I would say, you know, if I was working with you. I would say, this is not the moment to make any big decisions. This is the time to just stop. Just stop. Allow it to be. Don't make a decision from this place because this place isn't like the best place for you right now, you know. So you might want to remember we were talking about responding or reacting earlier. So just don't react right now. Just allow this to flow through a little bit. Remember when I said you're entitled to miracles? Were you listening to me earlier when I was talking about that?
Yes.
So just allow yourself to sit that there, just even just the tiniest possibility, Kathleen, that, you know what, you could have a miracle in this situation. You could have a miracle in this situation. For sure.
But I don't, I don't know what to pray for. My biggest concern is my kids, if they're going to be okay.
They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Thank you.
And listen, they're going to be fine. Your responsibility on some level as a mother is to connect and show them that that the miracle is going to happen. You know, it's such a perfect time. This is the time of, you know, the North Star and Jesus and all that stuff. It's so perfect. It's a time to say anything is possible. Anything is possible. And you'll, you know, it's like that saying, you know, God only gives you what you can handle. It doesn't give you anything else more. But you're going to grow a lot from this. You're going to grow a lot from this.
Kathleen, do you have a pen? Do you have a pen and a piece of paper?
I'm going to get one right now.
Okay, because I'm going to give, I looked at the number for you. You have a lot of resources in North Carolina. So one of them is actually you can just call and talk to them, but you have a ton of resources. So I'm giving you a number that you can call, just like you called in to talk to Max and I. There are people that can listen and to you and just they're there for you right now. So are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so it's 1-800. 273-8255.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, so it's you know, it's a great opportunity. The people that work on those phone lines are phenomenal. They are trained. It's a great opportunity for you to just to have somebody be there and offer you support right now because that's what you need, and you'll get through this.
Do you definitely see me getting divorced?
Nope, I'm not looking into that right now. What I'm looking into right now is you being safe, which is why I gave you this number.
Well, he's not hurting me yet. Verbally he is, but not physically.
Right, but we want you safe emotionally right now.
Yep,
I want you safe
sure.
emotionally and physically. So that's why it's important that you call into this number, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Kathleen,
that's the most important thing is safety for you and your family.
Yep, I agree. So remember, you're definitely entitled to miracles, and you know it's the and Polly is so right in that you know the connecting with the flow and God and the peace that's already there is an act that we do consciously on our own. So having that number is a lifeline for you on some level so that you can make a choice. You know, they say, you know, you taking the action in the world so that you can remain in a space that's in peace and in grace will do nothing but help you just to stay in a place that you can make decisions and feel good about whatever happens with your husband and the divorce and the children. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll be in our prayers, Kathleen.
For sure.
Can you tell me anything to help me? What do you see happening?
Kathleen, we're not even, I will say this, I'm not even looking at that because to me the most important thing I'm doing is sending you the intention of love, and I want you to know that you're stronger than you think you are. Contact that number that we gave you. That's
for
the
sure.
most important thing is your safety and the safety of your family, is your mental health. And physical health, emotional health. That's the most important thing. And it's not, that's what you need to focus on because that's where you are right now.
Well, I do feel safe. I just want to know how to get out of this.
We're giving you a lot of stuff. So Kathleen,
yep.
I know it's hard in your space right now to hear it, but I want you to do what Polly said, call the number, and then I want you when this show is done and when the recording mm-hmm. comes up, go back and listen to some of the things that we've said. Will you do that for me, Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay, sweetie. You're in our prayers. We're sending you lots of love.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, Kathleen, you can call the number, and then after you call the number, you can go onto our Facebook page, and you can say, I called. Give us a
yep.
thumbs up.
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, it's in the work that we do, Polly, you know, it's there are people in crisis, and it's important that we first of all guide them to people that may be more qualified for certain things, but also to understand that I love what you did there, Polly, because your ego is in that place that I need something. But it's important for us as professionals to say, listen, this is what you actually need. And it might not be what your ego wants. Like, pick the card and tell me what's going to happen, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I don't know if you're like this, Max, but sometimes, you know, when I do readings, somebody might ask me something, and I will, it'll come up like for me like a wall, like at mm-hmm. like even if she anyhow sometimes things will come up like a wall because it's not even it's not the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
sure.
even if I had pursued that, which I wouldn't, it wouldn't be the time because there's much greater
yeah.
things here than
yeah.
to know. I mean, most people
the
have gone through breakups in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have gone through divorces. Sometimes right it happens. It's, you know, we go through losses in life. We do of some
yeah.
sort or another. And mm-hmm. it's possible to come through on the other side.
For
I mean,
sure. It sure is. It's hard to see when you're in the middle of it. When you're in the middle of it, it's almost impossible.
It's horrible. It
yeah,
is.
It's horrible.
It's like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And we've
for
all
sure.
been there.
Yeah, we've all been there, you know, and you know, this that whole thing of this too shall pass, remembering all of those things that we
yeah.
know, this too shall pass, and I'm entitled to miracles, and that, to remember that whole thing about you're protected and you're being held in the palm of the divine, and you're not just your, you know, this circumstance, you're so much bigger than all of that stuff, so much bigger than that. It's hard to see when you're in the middle of it, for sure.
It is. And
yep.
you brought up earlier, and I bring this up a lot with people, you brought up earlier how it always does work out. And I work with a fair amount of women, and I work with a fair amount of women that have gone through divorces or going through divorces. And one of the things that I always feel like, if I could just, you know, show you how on the other side, you will find peace.
Yeah.
Like, if that's really one of the things, like, if I could just show you, because when you've got kids involved, it's very emotional. If I could just show
yeah.
you on the other side, we usually do find peace.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And the idea about letting go, that it needs to be a certain way. And that's where, what did we say earlier? The trust and the faith, developing the trust and the faith. Right, Polly?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. Wow, I just looked out my window and it's snowing. It's snowing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's snowing. It's snowing.
Oh, my God. A miracle. Oh, my God.
Miracle. I have a snow miracle. Yay.
Oh, my
beautiful.
God. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I
once in a while
out
up here.
I just looked out my window and it's sunny.
Ah,
it's not
see?
Really sunny. No, I'm teasing you. It's not sunny.
You're like, it's black as night in Alaska. Do you see the aurora borealis light thing? Does that happen now?
You know
when
what?
Does that happen?
It happens well, nighttime, like in the evening.
Yeah.
It happened in the fall, and nobody has really been sharing the pictures recently. But it does happen, and people
yeah.
travel up to Alaska a lot in February for it. They go to Fairbanks because that's when I think they're the I don't know why they happen in February the most, but that's when people travel here for it.
Yeah. Nice. I just wanted to say that. Yeah. All right, my friend. Listen, we've got 5 minutes. Should we start wrapping up? We should. Okay, definitely. And we can tell about what we're doing and all that stuff. I've got a couple of announcements that I want to say is that thank you. First of all, everyone, thank you so much for your support and your love for all these many years of doing the work, because I couldn't do it without you, of course, and it's my pleasure and my honor to do it. I've got a couple of things I wanted to let everyone know is that I've opened up my time slots for the next couple of weeks for people that are really in a place where they're stuck, people that have been doing work for a while and they just can't get into the flow. They can't find their peace. They've maybe read a lot of books. They've done a lot of things, but there's just something missing. I've opened slots up to talk with you. So I'll spend some time. We'll identify some blocks and I'll give you some of my recommendations about what I think that you should do or what you could do to really live in joy and flow. So you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. And on the homepage, there's a little video you can watch, and underneath that says schedule a time to talk to Max. And so I've opened some slots up in the next couple of weeks to do that. So I'd love to talk to you. Those slots are going fast. And then also, one other thing is that definitely sign up for my newsletter, attractpositiveresults.com, because I'm going to be doing some really cool emails in the next couple of weeks, and I'm announcing a really cool project that I'm doing, one of the biggest projects I'm doing, called Miracles 365. So that's coming up. So please sign up for my newsletter. Those are my announcements. What are your announcements, Holly?
Okay. Like Max says, thank you, everybody. It's always an honor to, whether it's on an individual basis, on a group basis, to work with people and for people to share with us. So thank you. And I would love people to go to my website, which is gateways2peace.com. That's with the number 2. And sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get a blog biweekly. So, because I love to write. And if you sign up for that, and you're interested, let me know and you'll get a free 10-minute reading. So some people sign up, they don't want the free 10-minute reading. So sign up, and if you want it, you need to contact me on the contact page and you'll get a free 10-minute reading. Also, if you like my writing, my book, Gateways to Peace, is available on Amazon. It's available lots of places. But I think on Amazon, like to download on your Kindle or something, it's like $3. So if you're looking for something to read during the holidays, go ahead. But mostly I just like to share, I love to share the vibration of love, peace, all that good stuff. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Max, for always being such a good friend and a good teacher. And hope that we all have a beautiful holiday season.
Amen. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. And remember to connect with yourself, connect with your grace, connect with love. And remember, you're always protected. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Connects Max and Polly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.